tough. Obviously, you know, with the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, obviously the thoughts and prayers, you know, of all the people impacted by that tragedy, it's, wow, it's amazing. But just wanted to say that all of our thoughts and prayers go out to all those people there. Just a horrific deal that happened there. As far as the Jets are concerned, our injury status, all four of these players did not practice today. All four will be listed as doubtful. That's Dustin Keller with his ankle, Stephen Hill knee, Aaron Berry hamstring, Brian Thomas chest. All will be doubtful for the game. All did not practice today. These three players were limited in practice today, and they're questionable for the game. That's Sione Boha with the low back, Braylon Edwards hamstring, Clyde Gates concussion. And the rest of the players, everybody practiced full, and all will be probable for the game. That's Kenrick Ellis knee, Mark Sanchez low back, Matt Slosson knee, Jeff Cumberland wrist, Calvin Pace shoulder, Nick Mangold shoulder, Bart Scott toe, Brandon Moore hip, Joe McKnight ankle, Tim Tebow ribs, Damon Harrison ankle, Ricky Sapp ankle, Ron Landry heel, Bilal Powell shoulder toe. All right, so with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Rex, how did Braylon look today? And I mean, you said you were hopeful the last couple of days that he'd be ready for Monday. Has that changed in any way?
No, it hasn't. You know, I remain optimistic about Monday night. You know, how much he'll play, we'll see. But I'm, you know, I'm optimistic he'll be ready for Monday night.
Rex, even if he can play, he's been limited the 3 days he's been here. How much, if he's healthy, can he play on Monday night?
Well, again, you know, I'm not real sure yet. You know, we're not going to put specific play numbers on him or whatever. We'll just see, you know, how he progresses. And, you know, right now we feel, you know, I feel like he's getting better each day. So, again, you know, I think Monday night he'll definitely get to play. We'll see how much, you know, that's kind of how I feel about it. I believe he will play.
Rex, a lot has been. We've talked a lot about Braylon's familiarity with the offense, you know, and you know, the comfort level that Mark has with him and that you have with him as reasons why you brought him back. How much does his run blocking, or did his run blocking, play into that as well? You know, with the system that you guys play.
Well, you know, it really is a brand new system for Braylon, but you are exactly right. He is familiar with Mark. There's no question about it, and he definitely brings. You know, back to that mentality that, you know, as a blocker and everything else that that we certainly appreciate. But really, it was just the overall thing that, you know, we've been kind of banged up at receiver, you know, at the receiver spot. And, you know, we were very familiar with Braylon and his attributes that he brings to the table. He's a smart guy. And, you know, obviously very competitive, and I absolutely do love the way he blocks. So all those things, I guess you consider all those things when you bring a guy in.
Is there a Tebow update?
I don't know. He's, you know, I feel good about him. I think he's, you know, he practiced well again today. So he looks, you know, he looks good, he'll be ready to go on Monday.
The game plan you guys used last week, running, you know, focusing on the running game, Mark only throwing 19 passes. Is that the formula that you would like to use? You know, barring a scoring scenario where you'd have to get out of it.
Well, again, I mean, you never put, you know, a number on how many plays, you know, you're going to run or whatever. It's just, you know, in that particular game, you know, we thought that was our, you know, best way to get a win was to run the football. And, you know, some other factors played into it. But, you know, like I say, I'd prefer to run the football, but that doesn't mean, you know, we can't throw it. So I'm not going to place a number on it. You know, our thing is we're just trying to win the game, and if that means we have to throw it 40 times, then so be it. But I'm confident we'll be able to throw the football. I'm confident we'll be able to run it.
Does anyone have anything else?
Yeah, Rex, Gates being moved to limited, do you think he can go on Monday night?
I'm not real sure. I believe he's got another test that he has to go through and complete today. But, you know, the fact that he was out there in a limited role was encouraging. You know, he it looks like he's running well, and, you know, so that's encouraging. Obviously, you'd like to have him up with the kind of speed and athleticism he has, you know. But we'll see. I think he has one more test to pass before, you know, the next step.
Okay.